I want to talk in two facets with you, Lauren. First is, of course, the search for Bigfoot, and then the claims of Tom Biscardi that they may have one captured in a compound, of which he apparently has told us moments ago that he himself has not seen it. The search up in that area of Happy Camp, California, have there been indeed reports of sightings over the years out that way?
Oh, yes, definitely. The whole northern part of California is historically, back into native times, a very rich area for reports. And Happy Camp is one of those locations that has been very Bigfoot-friendly. The people there are extremely interested in Bigfoot and supportive of people that come their way and looking for Bigfoot.
So if you're going to conduct any kind of research out that way, that's not a bad area to go to, right?
It's definitely not a bad area, especially if the people invite you in, which is apparently what happened with the Biscardi case. He heard that there were reports in that area, and certain individuals sort of with open arms asked him to come into the town and get some help and set up his whatever it is, his operation or project.
Okay, so I don't hold it against him for conducting real research and sending crews out there and opening up his website, and he's charging some people to view this.
That's, well, you have to look historically a little bit at this, and I have an article in front of me from 1981 in which Biscardi is claiming that a Bigfoot came out from the trees, he took a picture, and that then in the article it says, he said that his next step is to capture the creature. This happened in April of 1981, almost a mirror image of the reports coming out in April that he and his associates had seen a Bigfoot. And then this, of course, happened right after the Manitoba videotape. And he was already putting out feelers to try to collect $1.2 million from corporate sponsors. This man is a Las Vegas promoter. And I think really his actions have spoken for themselves all the way through this.
Okay, and here we are now then, some 24 years later, where he's out there. I'll tell you what I now have issue with, the fact that he claims that they have one in a compound, but it sounds like after Tom talked to him a little bit tonight, sounds like he may be backing down a little bit, almost as if he may have overspoken a little bit.
Well, I think that's what's going on. Here's a man who says he's so interested in Bigfoot. If I knew that my associates had captured Bigfoot, the first thing I would do is drop everything and go over there and look at it. To say that there was one captured over a week ago, and this mainly seems to be to fulfill the promise that he made to you that he was going to capture one in 2 weeks. But the other wrinkle that's pretty amazing is over the weekend, one of his associates who has a blog posted on there, probably inappropriately and without Tom's knowledge, it seems like, because they've now taken it down tonight, that over the weekend, Tom was claiming, no, no, there's no Bigfoot, that it was a scam put on by a Nevada woman, and that there is no Bigfoot.
Well, no, that's not what he told us on the air last week. He said that they had one in a compound and that two doctors were there, somewhat arguing over how they were going to investigate the creature.
Right, and that it was 17 years old and all of this other pretty fantastic stuff, too. He did a lot of claiming on Friday, but what I'm saying is over the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, he was telling his associates, no, there's no Bigfoot there. It's a scam by a woman. And this individual even said on her website that Tom was videotaping an apology from the husband of the wife, the husband of the woman that had done the scam. So what are we to believe? And I think that's been the whole problem with Ivan Marks, his old associate, who the late Ivan Marks, who died 5 years ago, was a well-known faker of photographs. There's two films that everybody laughs about that has a pointed head and pointed ears, and Tom still shows those around as authentic photographs from Bigfoot. And they're getting pretty confused about the date when they sold it for $25,000 in 1972, and then they recycled it into the 80s. You know, Tom's been around for a while, and I think his actions speak louder than his words.
What does this do overall, Lorne, to this kind of investigation, the search for Bigfoot, the search for other strange creatures, as we've talked about in this program with you before, the giant thunderbirds, other creatures as well?
Well, if it turns out to be a hoax, and I'm not, you know, claiming one way or another, let's just let him work it out. And I mean, his initial plan that he was putting out was going to be capture and release, which is very suspicious to begin with. But it really downplays the credibility of Bigfoot hunters. There's a lot of very dedicated people out there that have been doing this for a long time. This guy shows up 34 years later, starts asking for millions of dollars, and already claims it's cost $400,000, all of this equipment, and it's just, you know, the media gets very interested in something like this, and then they disappear because they don't listen to Bigfoot and cryptozoological reports for a while now because they feel burned.
You're absolutely right. You know, sometimes it's the same with the UFO craze, where you have some solid investigating going on, and then you've got a few hoaxers that pop up, and then all of a sudden it really spoils the investigating for the rest of the good people.
Yeah, I think that's the unfortunate part of it. There's people out there that are trying. You know, the Bigfoot research organization, which you can see the evolution of what happened with Tom. He had a different name, then took on part of their name. There was a woman, Jill Miller, who had an art project called Waiting for Bigfoot. And before you knew it, Tom Biscardi was creating a website called FindingBigfoot.com. So it seems like this man just kind of comes along and takes in everybody else's concept, claiming it's his own, claiming he's the only researcher that's been around for years, really kind of putting to rest any notion that we should really think very deeply about him.
All right, but the fact that he may be a good marketer and promoter, what do you think of his initial effort, and that was to just go searching for Bigfoot out there in the wild and letting the world see it on the Internet? It was kind of novel, wasn't it?
No, not really, and that's what I'm saying, is that he actually, after the Bigfoot Research Organization decided last year to really come up with some expeditions and get some support for him, this all came out in press releases last fall. Then before you know it, in January, here's this man doing exactly the same thing. A couple months later, there's Jill Miller doing 24-hour surveillance.
Okay, so he didn't build a better mousetrap at all.
No, he actually just maybe has a better PR man in Los Angeles